Continuing on now on this Agriculture Today, there's been an important development of interest to you winter wheat producers in Kansas on the USDA wheat loan program and the loan rates applicable in each and every county in Kansas. Filling us in now, and the individual staying right on top of this, Art Barnaby, Risk Management Specialist with K-State Research and Extension. And what you're sharing today, Art, may catch a few wheat growers out there a bit off guard, for there's been a notable change in those local loan rates, you say.
Yeah, the loan rates for the 2017 wheat crop have been lowered by USDA. It is based on a formula. I don't know if there's been any changes made to that formula, other than the fact that the formula is based on the historical posted county prices. And they have changed the method for calculating posted county price, because that used to be a daily posting. Now it's a five-day average of some type. Not quite sure how that works either, and the formula is not public. The most interesting thing about that, though, is that the 5 days include non-trading days, which makes Friday's price even more important in the calculation. I guess I should add, last night we had some really cold weather, so maybe we don't need to worry about the loan rate either. But if we do, it's going to have a major impact on the results if we were to get similar prices as we got last year.
You have put together a handy tool on agmanager.info where producers can go to a map and their individual counties to see what those loan rates are for 2017 wheat. But why the lower loan rates?
Well, it's the average of those historical posted county prices, and then it's weighted by the amount of wheat produced in the county, and it's by class of wheat, too. Yeah. I should add, the soft wheat loan rates in the state of Kansas are actually increased. But it's a weighted average because the national number has to average to 294. That's in statute. So there are some states and some counties that had their loan rates increase, especially in North Dakota. So the way the formula would work with low prices, meaning that we have low posted county prices, that obviously is going to work into that formula method. Not arguing whether it's right or wrong. That is the formula until Congress changes it. My guess is that this is going to get a lot more attention in the next farm bill, because I don't think anybody was paying any attention to loan rates when we passed the farm bill. If you remember the good old days, we didn't have wheat prices anywhere close to the loan rate.
For quite a stretch.
Yeah. Well, we have to go back 16 years. I should point out that these numbers, these loan rates, did vary somewhat by county. There were five counties that ended up with a bigger cut than what most counties had, and they were Barber, Stewart, Cheyenne, Sherman, and Thomas. All had bigger cuts than 19 cents. The rest of the state had a 19-cent reduction in their loan rates. One other exception, that was Morton County, and they only had an 18-cent reduction. Imagine that. We're talking about only 18. But nonetheless, these are now posted, and they are good for 2017. I don't anticipate any changes here at all. This is what it'll be. Just the only question now is, how low do prices get? That will determine the size of the posted county price and how it turns out as far as payments.
Point is that the safety net for wheat producers is simply going to be less. Considerably less than they might have anticipated, and they need to be aware of this.
You better plan for it. And we've got a table that shows daily, every day back to July 1, what the LD payment was, and then what the LD payment would be if we had the 2017 loan rate. And in the higher months where we got over 40 cents, when you got a 19-cent reduction in the loan rate, that means you're going to have that payment would have been half of whatever you collected. Now, it changes daily depending on what day you collected the LDP payment. In some cases, there wouldn't have been any LDP payment on a lot of those days because with this lower loan rate. So it really comes down to, our price is going to be similar to last year.
Once more, we'd advise you to get over to the agmanager.info website, particularly these newly posted loan rates by county for 2017 wheat production, and that's going to tell an important tale about the safety net that you producers can rely upon, your wheat payments for 2017 forthcoming. And Art, thanks. We'll have you back again soon with some colleagues to talk over the latest on the issue of wheat price convergence. Until then, we appreciate your time. is Art Barnaby, Risk Management Specialist, K-State Research and Extension. And following up now with this week's Kansas Wheat Scoop, here's Marcia Boswell.
Grain traders, government officials, reporters, millers, and even a few farmers start the 2017 Wheat Quality Council's Hard Winter Evaluation Tour on May 1st. Over the three-day tour, they will canvass the state's wheat crop from Manhattan to Colby to Wichita and back again. Along the way, they will stop every 15 miles or so to estimate yields in wheat fields on their routes. At the end, the results will be compiled into a yield estimate average for the Kansas hard red winter wheat crop. Scouts will be on the lookout for viral diseases, including wheat streak mosaic virus, stem, stripe, and leaf rust, and some nitrogen and sulfur deficiencies. Wheat stem rust has been observed in Texas. Stem rust is generally considered the most damaging of the cereal rust diseases because it can infect leaves, stems, and heads of the developing plants. It should be possible to manage the disease and reduce potential yield losses with foliar fungicides. According to K-State Research and Extension, the most prevalent viral disease is wheat streak mosaic virus, especially in the western portion of the state. While some fields are completely infected by the disease, many fields are actually only showing patches of infected plants across the field, likely the result of volunteer wheat not controlled before the growing season. Wheat streak mosaic virus has an average statewide impact of 2% yield loss. Stripe rust is more severe in the southeast region of the state and has moved to the upper leaves in some fields. There is still a moderate risk of Kansas having a serious problem with stripe rust this season. Scouts will also be on the lookout for leaf rust and powdery mildew. Aerial applications of fungicide have already started across the state, and chances are tour participants will once again see these planes during their three-day trek across Kansas and parts of Nebraska, Colorado, and Oklahoma. You do not have to be on the Wheat Quality Council's Hard Winter Evaluation Tour to scout wheat fields and make your own estimates. To help, we have compiled the list participants use to estimate yields so you too can participate. Visit our website at kswheat.com to get a step-by-step tutorial for calculating yields using the same method as the tour participants. You can follow along with the participants on the Wheat Tour, who will be tweeting results straight from the field using the hashtag WheatTour17. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.
Thanks, Marcia, and this is Agriculture Today.